close to each other at all. And I didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. I kept hoping there'd be something to delay it.
Don't Hi.
We're back.
Hello.
Hopefully you've been enjoying the tunes.
Yes.
We have a lot of fun listeners today. Like my BFF, Pima.
Hi, Pima.
That is Mia P. Mia Parangelin.
Pima, Pima, Pima.
I'm very grateful for Mia. We've spent so much time together this semester, although we've known each other since freshman year. This is the most we've ever hung out because we're choreoing a dance together. So up until last weekend, we've spent maybe every weekend of the semester at least 6 hours together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it freaking paid off, if I do say so myself.
I would agree. I might be biased, but I would definitely agree. You guys should all come to the show. When's the show, Sarah?
The TDC Tufts Dance Collective show is on Saturday, November 22nd at 9 p.m. in Cohen Auditorium.
Pull up.
It's personally my favorite club at Tufts and one of my favorite shows and things to be a part of.
It's always so fun to watch. I've been in TDC once before. It was Sarah's dance the other time before, too. But it's always such a good time, and I'm really excited about our Drake-themed dance. It's going to be awesome.
It's kind of crazy that Drake, has never been done before in TDC history.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I think it's one of those illusions where everyone thinks that Drake is so overdone, so no one's actually done it.
Yeah.
But a lot of content,
low-key.
There were so many songs.
It's a really
songs.
Rich pool.
It's a rich
it's a
pool.
Really rich pool to pull
I
from.
I personally love Drake. He reminds me of my, high school days where, I finally got a non-real ID and
so
I was hit in the clubs and I was like, oh my god, Drake!
So true. Or, waking up, at 7 in the morning and, walking to school and it's so cold and you're just, listening to God's Plan. And then you're, sitting in, 8 a.m. French class and falling asleep and you leave class and it's God's Plan,
right? Mm-hmm. Or it's summer and you're passion fruit, you
yes
know?
Oh my god, passion fruit.
Or Feel No Ways.
Oh,
can we
my
talk
god
about how emotional that song is?
So emotional.
I was only down for the last, you guys don't
oh
know
oh my god. God, we should play that. Honestly, we should play that.
I want to play it, but it is actually explicit.
Oh,
we played it on when we subbed this other show.
Right, that was late at night though.
Low key. So maybe.
Yeah. Oh my god, Child's Play.
Child's Play
Child's
in my feelings
play.
Has
in
a
my
very
feelings.
Near dear part in my heart,
yes.
Because I have a best friend named yes. Kiki. So obviously,
Kiki.
Whenever we'd hear it in the club, everyone would be like, Kiki.
Kiki, if you're listening right now.
Way Too Sexy. I'm grateful for
wow.
Drake. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and then
lucky.
Also,
gotta show my
honestly,
love.
Never mind that album, Massive and Falling Back. His little
you
EDM
love that
hits.
One.
I do.
You love that one.
I've been alone in my.
Hot take. Calling My Name is kind of good.
Wait, why do I not know that?
You would recognize it. The end is kind of weird, but there's this instrumental part that I really enjoy.
Hmm.
I'll put you on. Don't worry.
I also love any. Time that 21 Savage joins
oh
the mix.
Oh my god.
One of my recent favorite songs is Mr. Right Now. Mm-hmm. What is that album that's on? Oh, I think I can't say it.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can either, but
yeah,
it's a really good album.
It is a good album.
Love 21 Savage.
Back to our fall theme, because
yes.
there's so
yes.
much to do
I have
there.
An important question to ask you, Sarah.
I'm listening.
What sort of jacket accessory layering combinations are you getting into to make sure you stay warm out there these days?
Okay, honestly, Fagan is my boyfriend. I feel like everyone would know that if they're listening, but they don't. He taught me a lot about layering to stay warm because, you know, New York is cold, but it's not as cold as Boston. And I always just said, F it, and wore my mini skirts in high school in the deep dawn of winter. But now I've realized that if you layer properly, you can omit a lot of the cold that you get.
Literally.
So, I don't know. I will, if I'm going to the library, if this is if I'm not trying to look that cute, I will wear my cashmere ultralight Intimissimi long sleeve because it is light, which makes it a great first layering base, but also it's cashmere, so it's just warm enough.
Tea.
And then I have this wool black sweater that's also relatively kind of tight, but also wool. So that's a perfect second layer. It's black. I got it from Goodwill. And then I love a zip up because I love a hood. Right. And I also like just being able to slide it on and off.
Yeah.
So my go-tos recently have been my two Brandy Melville zip ups. I have a black and gray striped one that looks like what the guy from The Lorax wears. That's what Mia said. And it's true. And
it then is true.
I have a oatmeal cable knit one that I'm sporting right now.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're great layers. I love...
They're very warm, too. I've worn the Lorax one before. They're yeah. very warm.
The hoods are kind of a weird shape, and that's, yeah. like, my biggest peeve about
them. It's the Brandy Melville of it all. But...
But they're really cute, and they're, like, relatively small enough, so then when I put on my jacket after, I have one jacket. It's from Esprit. It's, like... big and like it has fur lined on the arms and
it's cutie.
It's beige. It matches it's my cutie. Hair. It's my aunt's. I really love it.
Yeah.
And then I have another denim jacket from my job this summer, Rag and Bone, and it has like two zips, a zip at the top and a zip at the bottom. So
too
if
way.
I'm feeling frisky, I can like, and it's getting warmer in the afternoon, I'll zip it up or unzip it from the bottom and it's like stylish.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it.
And then I have one scarf as of right now that I got from in Paris, and it's like rainbow and striped, so that's a vibe. But I don't know, I definitely have to up my layering game this winter.
It's nothing but uphill, girl.
I feel like Rana really is a pro.
Whoa. I mean, you know, I've been around these parts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no stranger to the cold, and I also hate feeling the cold. Ever.
Tell us about the wool coat.
I hate it. So I was on this quest last year to thrift like a really well-fitting long black coat, like trench coat button to the top vibe.
Right.
And I would literally go in every week after my therapy sessions on like Thursday, and I would sift through the coat rack, and I would find one at Goodwill in Davis Square.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Sorry. I'm making assumptions. But I would sift through the rack and I would like pull a ton out and I would try them all on, but like the shoulders would be too big or the sleeves would be too short or the buttons wouldn't be right or something would be wrong. And finally one day I found my lucky winner, and it's this Hillary Radley coat, three buttons, super awesome, super warm. I wear it all the time. I think that's probably like my main contender in jackets. I also have this like kind of shorter coat.
Don't even leave out my girl.
I'm getting there. It's a shorter coat. It's probably like to right above the knee, but it's like black and white polka dots. It has this like really cute like curved collar, and it has a fur trim that you can leave on or take off. It's a little intense with the fur. I feel it's cute. I feel like that girl from 101 Dalmatians, Cruella.
That girl,
you know, that girl, that diva. So I've left the fur trim off these days, but maybe I'll put it back on for Sarah and Sarah only.
It is an awesome coat.
It's a cute coat. And then, I don't know. I have two main scarves I low-key wear. I have, like, this red fringe one.
Mm-hmm.
If you know me, you definitely have seen the scarf. I wear it all the time. Or I have this, like, kind of beige knit one. It has, like, sheep on the bottom. It's, like, kind of a chiller vibe.
Was?
Yes, actually, it's here with us now. Actually, I'll show you later. And then usually I'll, like, hit some gloves. Some fingerless gloves. I found these like gloves in like the Mod's laundry room freshman year, and they were there for a really long time, so I just kind of made them one with me. Like, we've just been through it all together. So
well, Rana also this summer knit these arm warmer things.
Yes,
those are really
yes
cute.
I need to wear those a bit more. I just need to like fix the button situation because it's a little flimsy.
Wait, but did you have bows on them that I told you to make skinnier, and do you think that it makes them more wearable?
Those were for the leg warmers that I made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you wear those?
I have not worn them yet, low-key, but I should.
It's hard.
I put a lot of work into those, I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I miss creating, I feel.
Me too. There's just not enough time in the day, honestly. I've really been wanting to, like, start a bigger knitting project and, like, maybe knit a sweater or, like, I really want to make one of those, like, balaclavas.
Oh, my God. I want one.
I really
want
to make one so badly. But
I want one so bad.
I'm trying to get Michaela. Michaela's my coworker at Diesel. I'm trying to get Michaela to, like, guide me through it, and they keep being really bad at making plans with me. So work in progress on that. It will happen.
I really freaking want one. I want a hood that I can throw on
and then
tie.
Like slip off.
Yes, because I love a hood, and whenever I'm wearing something and it doesn't have a hood, I genuinely will like not wear it.
I know.
Sometimes.
It's devastating, honestly. Don't worry, I'll make us matching ones. It'll be cute.
Thank you.
It'll be cute. Don't worry.
This is like a little unrelated, but we were recently just talking about the arts because we were talking about TDC, Tufts most renowned dance crew.
Duh.
And I had to mention the second best, Sarah Band.
Oh my God. Matea came to Diesel the other day and I like literally yelled at her from across the pickup area about how beautiful the Sarah Band show was and how I was moved to tears. And she was like, I'm so glad you came. Is that my palette? And I was like, yes, that is your palette. And one thing about Matea is that she loves the palette.
Yeah, that is our pescatarian queen.
She loves the palette, that girl.
I love Matea, and I love Sarah Band. Mm-hmm. And like me and Matea got really close last spring while we were abroad together, and it made watching the show so much more special. Her dance was amazing, and mm-hmm. she literally told us of the idea when we were in Florence, and like she was like, she just played us the music and she was like, I don't know, and then I'm expecting like to do this part, and like to actually watch it was amazing.
So crazy, so beautiful.
And then another honorable mention for the show, for the dance that made me and Hannah both cry, mm-hmm. the second dance of the night, Midnight in Harlem. Is mm-hmm. this the song, Ronnie?
It is.
Can we play it?
We should play it. It was a beautiful song.
Serena choreoed it, and it was just like so emotional.
It was gorgeous.
And
yeah.
And I like it. Ronnie likes it.
Yeah.
And it's,
I know Ella also, Ella Rosen, if you're listening to this, I know Ella Rosen also cried to this dance and song.
So yeah, let's
beautiful.
Give it a listen. I think it made me feel very gracious in the moment, so perfectly on theme.
Same.
شهر خاموش دلم رو تو پر آواز کردی، آتش این عشق کهنه دیگه خاکستری بود، اومدی وقتی تو سینه نفس آخری بود. به عشق تو زنده بودم، منو کشتی دوباره زنده کردی. دوست داشتم دوستم داشتی، منو کشتی دوباره زنده کردی. دوباره معجزه با تو فرقی نداره، تو خالق من بعد از خدایی، در خلوت من تنها صدایی. به عشق تو زنده بودم، منو کشتی دوباره زنده کردی. دوست داشتم دوستم داشتی، منو کشتی دوباره زنده کردی. شد اسم قشنگت میونه دفتر من، من فراموش کرده بودم همه روزای خوب، اومدی آفتابی کردی تن سرد غروب. و عشقت به من داد عمر دوباره، معجزه با تو فرقی نداره، تو خالق من بعد از خدایی، در خلوت من تنها صدایی. به عشق تو زنده بودم، منو کشتی دوباره زنده کردی. دوست داشتم دوستم داشتی، منو کشتی دوباره زنده کردی. برای خواب معصومانه عشق کمک کن، بستری از گل بسازی.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You guys just heard Makhlouq by Gougouch. Coming up next is Pol by Gougouch. She's an awesome Persian pop star. Super cool, awesome stories from her. Shout out all of our listeners. Shout out Sana for listening and for their strong winter layering game. Bro always has like 4+ shirts on.
I think Sana layers even not in the winter.
No, all the time, truly.
If Sanaa's wearing a sweater, there's usually a button down underneath.
Usually a collar under the sweater.
Patterned collar peeking
under
through.
The collar, there's probably like two
it's
more
tasteful.
Shirts.
It is tasteful.
Yeah, low-key.
And you know what, guys? I'm really sorry if you heard any dings from my laptop.
If you heard dings from the laptop, no, you didn't.
It was actually a really meta part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all just so happy like that we're here for so long, though. Honestly,
I know, it's been really fun.
It like feels right. I can't believe our other radio show is usually like 1 hour.
We barely even get to gab.
I honestly am just too stressed in the beginning setting everything up that I stutter and I can't even say what I want to say and like enjoy it.
You know you're safe here, right? Everything will be okay.
I like wake up in a sweat being it's like, okay. Oh my God, how do I turn off Rivendell?
Literally. Oh my God, it's dead air.
It's always dead air when you're with us, honestly.
Truly. Anyways.
Do we have anything more related to fall to say?
I will say, I know we've been glazing fall. I low-key love spring, and I like spring more than fall, but fall is just awesome.
I don't know. Fall I think, awesome. Like, spring, I like the idea of spring, but it's never, like, truly
what you want it to be.
Yeah.
That's you fair. Know. There's something about the rain and the cold that's not nice, but I'm also just, like, I love those couple weeks where it's, like,
getting warmer
and everything is blooming, all the flowers, the birds are chirping again, the trees are starting to get green, like you see all the buds blossoming, like it's just so special.
Do you know that the CO2 levels in the atmosphere actually are at their peak in, you know, the months from March to May, and then they decrease from May to September because all of the flowers are in bloom.
That would make sense.
Yeah, just a little tidbit.
Interesting.
Wait, I think my friend Kiki's listening. I think she is.
No way. Hi, Kiki.
Kiki, do you love me?
Are you riding?
Said you'd never ever leave from beside me.
Because
I want you.
Guys,
I don't even think you know how musical our house is.
It's really musical in there.
I think we should personally start a band. I love to sing. Alec is the best DJ on the scene. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, don't even fight me on it.
Don't even play.
Rana is so musical. I actually found out the other day that Rana had a music minor. I thought that they were just taking all those classes for fun.
People did not know this about me. Ella also didn't know I was doing a music minor, which had me gagged.
And Rana is in Beats as well.
Yes.
The Beats show is coming up. Do you want to soft launch it?
Beats show. It is on December 6th. It's going to be fire.
It's way far away.
I know, it's coming up. It's coming up. Trust. Like, we are working. We're working.
Overtime.
We're working, and it's going to be an awesome show y'all should put up.
And our roommate Keiko is also good at everything.
Yeah, Keiko plays the guitar, and she's just, like, really, truly good at everything.
Keiko is really cool. Keiko's also really smart, and she's been off the scene because she's studying for the MCAT.
Yeah, Bro's been grinding.
Always in our hearts, right?
Yeah, truly.
Let's go back to listening, I guess.
Yes. See you guys.
See ya. قسمت کنیم تنهاییمونو میون سفره شب تو با من بذار بین من و تو دستای ما گلی باشه واسه از پر گذشتن تو رو میشناسم ای شبگرد عاشق تو با اسم شب من آشنایی از اندوه تو با چشم تو پیداست که از ایل و تبار عاشقایی تو رو میشناسم ای سردرگری بود غریبگی نکن با حقیق من تنه شکستت و بسپار به دست نوازش عاشق من بذار قسمت کنیم تنهاییمونو میون صفره شب تو با من بذار بین من و تو دستای ما کلی باشه واسه از خود گذشتن بذار قسمت کنیم تنهاییمونو میون صفره شب تو با من بذار بین من و تو دستای ما کلی باشه واسه از خود گذشتن
بستگی شاخه نمیرن، کمک کن از مسافرهای عاشق سراغ مهربونی رو بگیری، کمک کن تا برای هم بمونی، کمک کن تا برای هم بمیری، بذار قسمت کنیم تنهایی مورو میون سفره شب تو با من، بذار بین من و تو دستای ما گلی باشه واسه از خود گذشتن، بذار قسمت کنیم تنهاییمونو میون سفره شب تو با من، بذار بین من و تو دستای ما گلی باشه واسه از خود گذشتم.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that song, Ronnie.
Thank you, guys. That was Underwater Boy by... Who's it by?
Verna Lindt.
Yes, love her. I think that might be my top song of this year, low-key.
Oh, really? I've never heard that song before.
I've really been into it.
I liked it.
Thanks.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been a very gracious and festive fall show.
It's been fun and nice to have the extra time. I like
that. It was really nice to have all this time to chat with you guys and to spend with Ronnie.
Yes.
My bestie, who I'm also very grateful for.
Oh, I love you, Sarah.
I love you, Rana. Aww. Rana literally knows how to make me feel better when many people don't.
That's crazy because you have the same effect over me too, babe.
And Rana also has a really cool closet.
So do you. Oh my god.
And Rana always gives me free stuff from either of their jobs. Yeah. And that's also really awesome, even when I don't ask.
I just love spoiling my friends. And I love indulging in my friends.
Spoiled. Ugh. Hardworking, but love being spoiled.
Yes! If you know, you know.
Anyway, guys, we won't see you for a little bit, yeah, I don't think.
Because Thanksgiving skips our... Actually...
Yeah, it does skip our show.
Yeah, low-key.
Wait, will you be here?
I might be here. I don't know if you will, though.
Yeah, I might.
It might just be me next time, guys.
That'd be equally fun.
Oh, I'd be so sad, though.
What do we have after?
Well, also, Sarah does the buttons every time we do the show, so I think I'd be a little nervous.
I do the buttons.
You do it every time.
I just, like...
You're really good at the buttons.
Thank you. Yeah. I think other people listening would say otherwise, honestly. Oh. But yeah, come tune in, guys. We'll let you know the next time we're playing. How about that?
Yeah.
This has been really fun. Love you all.
Yes.
You're listening to
91.5
FM
WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
And Pigalitza is signing out.
نفر.